the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyah, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniyah. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك وكما أردت أن أكون كنت فشكرتك بإدخالي في كرمك ولتطهير قلبي من أوساخ الغفلة عنك.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyah. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك. My Lord, I had no strength to desist from your disobedience except when you awakened me for your grace because of your favor and grace. We said that regarding this part of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyah, we are going to talk about one of the most important instances of Almighty Allah's favor, which is His love. Hubb, al-hubbu lillah, and also hubbullah, the love of the servant for the Almighty Allah, and the fact that the Almighty Allah loves His servants back. Now, as we were explaining in the previous episode, we said that a true wayfarer needs different kinds of things in his path towards perfection, towards ma'rifah and recognition of the Almighty Allah. We mentioned a wide range of elements appearing in the Holy Quran and also reflected in the traditions, like raja, khawf, tadarru', tadallul, hubb, tabattul, استرحام, استغفار, طاعة, عبودية, ذكر, and فقر, and fasting, other things. We mentioned many things. But the point is that the one who wants to make his way toward Allah, he should not confine himself to a single path. This is because each of these paths has its own kind of aroma. And the point is that in the journey towards Almighty Allah, this kind of taste, this kind of aroma that can be found in this path is not something to be understood in the other path. The true wayfarer has to understand this fact. So as a result, Islam presents a kind of pluralistic basis for the establishment of relation with Allah. However, this is a very wide topic, and we do not intend to discuss all aspects at this moment. But what we wanted to establish here is the fact that The relationship of the servant with the Almighty Allah must be based on very different elements. A wide range of elements are involved in this case. And hub is one of them. Love of the Almighty Allah is one of these elements that we are going to elaborate on and discuss in details from now on.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat. And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
So we said that there is a wide range of elements that make up the correct form of relation with the Almighty Allah. The servant has to taste all of them. He should not confine himself to one of these paths. The point is that it seems the best of these elements, the most powerful and the most efficient of them in binding one to Almighty Allah, in strengthening his relation with him, is the love of the Almighty Allah, is al-hubbu lillah. That's why in this part of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya we read, Ilahi lam yakun li hawlun fa'antaqila bihi an ma'asiyatik. My Lord, I had no strength to control myself from your disobedience illa fi waqtin ayqadhtani limahabbatik, except when you awaken me for your grace. So, among the different forms of relations with Almighty Allah, there seems to be no form more powerful and effective than love in consolidating the relation of a servant with the Almighty Allah. A comparison between the elements which make up the relation with Almighty Allah has appeared in different Islamic traditions. We will have a look at some of these traditions in this and also the next episodes to have a general understanding of the difference between these elements between these different paths, actually, of reaching the Almighty Allah. For instance, it is narrated that Allah the Exalted revealed to Prophet Dawood, saying, "O Dawood, my remembrance is for those who remember me. My paradise is for the obedient ones. And my love, or hub, is for those who yearn for me, mushtaqeen. While I am specially for the lovers, I am only for those who are muhibbeen, for those who truly love me." Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We will try to discuss more in this about this concept in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان والعالم يقلك يا حبيب شعبان بجمالك شعبان شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان